we'll move on.
Move on and open the hearing on House Bill 1201. Senator Bitter, good to have you back.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. I've healed since last week. Good morning, members of the committee. House Bill 1201 deals with Buffalo this time. And as you know, that legal allowed stock fence is 48 inches in the state of South Dakota. And for Buffalo, you really need 54 inches to secure them in. The crux of the bill deals with some trespassing. If you would allow, Mr. Chairman, I turn this over to Mr. Representative Willie Plummer right now, who can give you the crux of the bill. Is that okay?
We would love to have Representative Plummer to the stand. I'm sure we'll have several questions for him.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Representative Willard Plummer, District 29. And I have to tell you right at the outset, this is not a high-tech presentation. This is the basic stuff we're talking about here. House Bill 1209 deals with the animal trespass law, which has been on our books for many, many years. If you look at that bill, you'll notice that under the law, the various animals were designated: horses, mules, cattle, goats, etc. And now, at the present time, we have about 30,000 buffalo in the state of South Dakota. So it appears appropriate to add that animal to this trespass law. And that's described under Section 1. Section 2, as you look at it, refers to the Black Hills and Harney National Forests. And I'll give you an example there. The Forest Service gives ranchers grazing permits to graze livestock on the national forest. They've also in the past given permits for cabins, as an example, in the national forest. What this says, in my mind, is that if you have a cabin permit in the national forest and animals that are grazing there under a forest permit damage that cabin, there's no liability in that instance unless you have a fence around it. The Section 3, again, talking about fences, relates to a legal fence. At present time, a legal fence in South Dakota is 48 inches high. And as we put this together, we did this in conference with Dr. Holland, who was here this morning, state veterinarian, and also the Dakota Territory Buffalo Association, and that's the association that most of the buffalo producers in South Dakota belong to. After that, we determined that a fence for buffalo should be increased to 54 inches. And in this case, as you'll see in that paragraph, as an example, if we have a cattle rancher on one side and somebody puts buffalo in on the other side, then the responsibility of raising that fence to meet the new legal 54 inches is the responsibility of the buffalo producer. The other change is that in the fence law that states barbed wire, and we learned that a big share of these buffalo producers do not use barbed wire, they use smooth wire. So we made that change here. I think I've covered that pretty well. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to address them.
Any questions? Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Why exactly do we have this bill in front of us? Where's the problem been?
Well, the problem is that under the trespass law, buffalo are not designated in there. Other animals are. Actually, it's a void in the law. At the time this law came into effect, and I'm not sure what year it was, it was pretty apparent that at that time buffalo were under consideration. They are now.
Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. But have there been problems all over or specific areas? Or?
No, not that I know of. We've had the situation in which buffalo have gotten out. And as I mentioned, Dr. Holland is here, and he has told me about several cases where they have got out. And I would suggest that maybe he might want to testify that here.
For their proponents, if Representative Palmer, will you be able to stick around?
Yes, sir.
A little bit. Thank you. For their proponents of House Bill 1201.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Sam Holland, State Veterinarian for the Animal Industry Board, and I didn't intend to testify as a proponent for the bill. I did work with Representative Pummel a year ago when he was trying to craft a bill a little bit, and again this year he asked me about it, and it looked to me like it was a good bill. The question was asked about buffalo escapes and trespass, and it sure happens, you know, it's going to happen with buffalo just like it does with cattle, and we have had numerous complaints, and I think this provides some protection for the buffalo owner as well as the person that's trespassed against, and it sets some standards in law.
Thank you, Dr. Holland. Further proponents of House Bill 1201. Further proponents. Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1201? Any opponents? Seeing none, any questions for the proponents? 1201. Senator Staggers.
And taking a look at this bill, I was looking forward to seeing elk in there. Is there any reason why elk is not included?
Elk are permitted to Dr. Holland's office. At the time, they're permitted by the fence requirements are in that permit, specifically to that applicant.
Further questions? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing and move on to committee discussion and or action on House Bill 1201.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Diedrich.
On page 2, line 3, they use the word enclosed. The popular form is E-N-C-L-O-S-E-D, not in. In fact, dictionaries don't even give a definition of it. They always refer to the word enclosed. I don't think it's a big problem as long as attorneys can tell what's what. And if we change it now, I hope we don't change it because it'll then require the House to act on it again. So I hope to change it next year.
So you don't have a motion at this point,
Senator? No, I just want to let you know that there's dramatic error.
Further discussion and or action?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Hutmacher.
If that's the case, let's fix it and maybe write enclosed instead of in.
Okay.
I would move that.
Change to enclosed, line 3. Is there a second to that? Seconded by Senator Staggers. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries.
I'm sorry I mentioned it.
Yeah. We are open to further motions so we can move on.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Hutmacher.
I know that buffalo are very hard to keep in, especially when it gets to be mating season. They have a tendency to walk through fences, whether they're barbed wire, electric, chain link, or anything else. And we have some buffalo ranchers in my district, and I know they've got more than adequate fences. Theirs are about 6 foot high, and I would move due pass.
Motion due pass by Senator Hutmacher. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Reedy. Any discussion on the due pass motion? Seeing none, the question before the committee is due pass motion on House Bill 1201 as amended. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators DeHewitt, Diedrich Elmer,
yes,
Ham,
no,
Hutmacher,
aye,
Reedy,
aye,
Staggers,
aye,
Simmons, Hangey,
aye,
Diedrich Larry,
aye,
6 yeas, 1 nay, 1 abstain.
Motion carries 6-1. House Bill 1201 will go to the floor due pass as amended.